A bill that would use bonds to pay off the state's debt to oil and gas companies for tax credits has raised a question from lawmakers. Are the companies interested? Revenue Commissioner Sheldon Fisher provided an answer today, saying most of the companies are on board with the idea.
So far, no one has informed us that they do not intend to participate. They've either informed us that they want to participate, which is far and away the majority. There's a handful of companies that have said they're still thinking about it and want to get back to us.
Fisher spoke to the House Finance Committee. The state owes the companies more than $800 million in tax credits. The bond bill would allow it to pay them off quickly. The state would receive a discount of roughly 10 cents on the dollar to cover the cost of issuing the bonds. One company that is especially interested is Kalis Energy. It has $180 million in tax credits owed it. Kalis Vice President Pat Foley says it would be a win for the state and investors if the bill passes.
We do have loans against a substantial portion of that. We'd be in a position to pay off those loans. And most importantly, we'd be in a position to attract additional investment to allow us to go forward at full speed with Nuna and hopefully to drill an additional appraisal well out in Smith Bay.
Lawyers for the state have different opinions about whether the bill would withstand a legal challenge. The Department of Law says the bill is constitutional, but an attorney who advises the legislature has questioned its constitutionality. That's because the Constitution limits how the state can issue bonds. The State Finance Committee will hear public testimony on the bill tomorrow.